请把刚才的经文又打出来一下，我们用英文念一次。
So we'll read the scripture in English. So we'll read John 19 from 30 to 37. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and that found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happen so that scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced.
各位弟兄姐妹们，主安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天继续要来看主耶稣基督在十字架上所说的七句话。
Today, we're going to continue to look at the seven statements that Jesus made on the cross.
这七句话分别记载在四福音书里。
So the seven statements were in the four books of gospel.
第一句话记在路加福音23章34节说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And the first statement is in Luke 23:34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
第二句话记在路加福音23章43节，耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今天你要同我在乐园里。
And then the second statement is in Luke 23:43. Jesus answered him,Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
第三句话记在约翰福音19章26到29节，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲看你的儿子，又对那门徒说，看你的母亲，从此那门徒就接他到自己的家里去了。
So this is in John 19:26 to 27. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
第四句话记在马太福音27章45到46节。和马可福音十五章33到34节，从午镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”马可福音十五章33到34节，他说：“从午镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。深处的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴哥大尼，翻出来就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
So the fourth statement was in both Matthew 27:45 to 46 and Mark chapter 15:33 to 34. So in Matthew, it states, from noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land.About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And in Mark, at noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
第五句话记载约翰福音19章28节。 这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。” And
the next statement is in John 19:28. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that Scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I'm thirsty."
第六句话记载约翰福音19章34节，耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。” 便低下头将灵魂交付神了。
The sixth statement is in John 19:30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
第七句话记载路加福音23章46节，耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊！” 我将我的灵魂交在你手里，说了这话，气就断了。And
then in Luke 23:46, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last.
今天是我最后一次在塔城教会证道。Today
is the last time for me to give the sermon in Tallahassee Chinese Christian Church.
愿神用他的慈爱保守我的心。May
God use His love and mercy to watch over my heart.
能透过我的口把他的话勇敢地讲明白。So
that I have the courage to preach God's words.
阿们。阿们。成了是主耶稣在十字架上对父神对世上的众人所做的宣告。
So when Jesus said, "It's finished," this is a proclamation that Jesus made to the world.
到底主说什么是成了呢?
So what has been finished?
约翰福音19章28节说, 这事以后耶稣知道各样的事已经成了。
So in John 19:28, later, knowing that everything had now been finished,
耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，亲爱的弟兄们，各样的事应该是各种各样许多不同的事，不只是一样的事吧。So
when Jesus said everything, so I'm thinking it's talk about all kinds of things. We're not just refer to one thing.
让我们来回想一下，主耶稣基督从他道成肉身。 降世为人，到他上十字架，到底做了什么事？
So let's think about what Jesus did, starting from first becoming flesh and came to this world, and then did all kinds of things in this world, and then finally came up to the cross.
从他所做的事里面，我们大概可以知道什么是成了。
And from what he did, we probably can't understand what he meant by saying it is finished.
我们知道童贞里玛利亚受圣灵感应生下了道成肉身的耶稣。
And we know that Virgin Mary gave birth to Jesus through the Spirit.
如果在这个时候还是婴孩的耶稣基督被希律王抓到。 钉在十字架上，什么是成了，什么是没有成？
So just think about a hypothetical scenario. If Jesus were caught at that moment by King Herod and was killed, then think about what else can be accomplished.
基督耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is Son of God.
道成肉身来到世上。
And he became flesh and came to this world.
所以神就是三位一体的神，这件事成了。So
God is a Trinity God. The fact that he became flesh and came to this world helped to accomplish this Trinity.
耶稣基督是完全的神，也是完全的人，这事也应该成了。
Jesus is a perfect man and is also a perfect God, and this has been accomplished.
耶稣为众人的罪被钉在十字架上，赎了世人的罪，这事好像也成了。
And Jesus became the atonement for the sin of this world, and it seems that this has been accomplished too.
但我们都不知道。
But we would not know.
马太福音就 只剩下两章，前面两章。
So if this is the case, then we just have, just need to have two chapters in, for the book of Matthew's.
马可福音整本都没有了。
And we do not need a whole book of Mark.
路加福音只剩下一章半。
And we just need a chapter and a half for the book of Luke.
约翰福音只剩下半章。
And then we just need one half a chapter for book of John.
亲爱的弟兄们，让我们安静我们的心来想想看。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's quiet our heart and think about this.
在这被删掉的四福音书里面记载的是怎么样的事？
And what has been described in this four books of gospel?
请问我们想到了什么吗？
So what have you thought about?
主耶稣成就了什么事？
So what has Jesus accomplished in this four books of gospel?
我们应该会想到登山宝训。
We should think about the Sermon on the Mount.
我们会想到登山变相。
And we should think about the transfiguration.
还有一个神迹在四本福音书里面都记载的五饼二鱼。
And also the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
而且因为我喜欢钓鱼，所以我一定会记得耶稣平静风浪。
And I like fishing, so sure I will remember one miracle that's calming the storm.
我的身体不太好，所以我一定会记得耶稣医治病人。
I do not have very good health, so I would also remember the miracle of Jesus curing the sickness.
我也知道耶稣洁净圣殿。
And I also can think of Jesus cleansing the sanctuary.
还有跟门徒、跟犹太人、跟法利赛人说了许多许多的话。
And also the many dialogues between Jesus and his disciples and the Pharisees.
这太多太多了，我们不可能在短短的时间里面把它讲完。
So Jesus did a lot of things, and I'm not able to talk about all of them in a short period of time.
但这件事情值得我们想一下，最先跳到你脑海中的，对你是最重要的，而且不管你想到什么，都是好的。
So whatever came to your mind would be the things that the most important to you, and it's good to know that.
这些都是主耶稣亲自做过、亲自对我们的教导。
And all these things were done by Jesus himself, and included, they also included a lot of teaching from him.
他教导我们。
And he taught us.
当我们刚刚听到神的道的时候，当神的圣灵进入到我们心中的时候
，So when we when we heard God's words and when Spirit started to enter our heart,
这个时候我们就成为神的儿子，也只是一个神的婴孩。
And at that moment, we became God's children and we became like little baby spiritually.
当我们慢慢慢慢的长大，当我们慢慢慢慢的学习，当我们慢慢在弟兄姐妹的带领底下，我们在这个末世里面。我们就知道怎么样跟随耶稣去做耶稣的门徒。
So when we grow spiritually and when we are helped by our brothers and sisters who help us grow, then we will know what we should do in this end of the world.
我们的行为、我们的讲话就会慢慢慢慢的合乎神的心意。
And then what we do and what we say will be more consistent with God's will.
当我们越合神心意的时候，神就越高兴。
And when the things that we do and the things we say are consistent with God's will, then God will be very pleased.
当我们每一个人那一天看到神的时候，我们希望我们的弟兄姐妹都能说，神啊，成了，你交给我的事情，我已经成了，做完了， finished.
So I hope that one day when every one of us face God, we can tell God that it's finished. The things that you have asked me to do, I've already finished them.
我们来看看上面记载的几个例子，我们常常看，我们先进来教会，所以我们就从我们先来看洁净圣殿的事。
First, we're going to talk about cleansing the sanctuary.
我们学到了，神的殿是祷告的殿。
And we learned that the sanctuary is a place where we worship and where we pray to God.
耶稣自己说的，只要有两三个人同心祷告，主必垂听。
And Jesus said that himself, I don't have the exact words, but basically saying if there are two or three people praying together, then Jesus will be with us.
所以教会主要的目的是向主祷告，与主交通。
So the main purpose of the church is to, is a place where the congregation can have fellowship with God, can pray to God.
所以我们可以自己想想看，我们什么时候在主的圣殿里面跟主祷告，跟主交通。
Then think about when you pray to God in the sanctuary, when you had fellowship with God in the sanctuary.
然后我们再看看一个在圣经里面被主讲最多的人，那应该是法利赛人。
And now, next we're going to look at the Pharisees. And the Bible referred to Pharisees a lot of times.
法利赛人真的有那么坏吗？
So, were the Pharisees so bad?
法利赛人的行为，我们需不需要三思一下？
Should we rethink about what they did?
他们在坚持的是什么？
And what did they insist on?
法利赛人并不是每个人都是坏人。
Not every Pharisee was a bad guy.
至少尼哥底母他是法利赛人，我知道。
At least I know that Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
他曾经在夜里去拜访耶稣，听他教诲。
And he visited Jesus at night, and he was trying to listen to Jesus' teaching.
他也在耶稣基督受难以后帮忙。约瑟去收拾耶稣的身体，埋葬耶稣。
So after Jesus died on the cross, he actually helped to bury Jesus.
他还在约翰福音七章五十一节说：“不听，不先听他本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？”
And also he tried to defend, saying.Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?
尼哥底母敢在法利赛人之中为耶稣辩护。
So Nicodemus was a Pharisee, but he had the courage to defend Jesus.
所以我们常常听到我们的基督徒们批评某一个教派啊，批评某一个人啊，我们下定论的时候，我们应该也要像尼哥底母一样，先去了解一下。
So before we make certain judgment or conclusion about a domination or a specific person, we need to learn from Nicodemus.
哥林多前书八章九节这样说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
只要你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
Be careful, however, that the exercise of your rights does not become a stumbling block to the weak.
同章十一节到十二节，他又这样说。
And then in from verse 11 to 12 of the same chapter, he said.
因此，基督为他死的那软弱弟兄，也就因你的知识沉沦了。你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的心，就得罪了基督。
So this weak brother or sister for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge. When you sin against them in this way and wound their weak conscience, your sin against Christ.
因为你的知识啊。
This is talking about because of your knowledge.
我们大家都知道知识是好的。
We know that knowledge is good.
知识让我们知道神。
And knowledge helps us to know God.
知识也引导我们过每天的生活。
And knowledge also helps us to guide our life.
但知识也会让我们犯错。
But knowledge will also make us commit mistakes.
让我们沉沦了。
And we can be destroyed by our knowledge.
我们来看一个例子。
And let's look at an example.
在公元九世纪的时候。
In the 9th century.
罗马的教宗把教义中的圣灵从圣父出来，改为圣灵从父跟子而出。
So the Roman Pope changed the doctrine from saying that the Spirit comes from the Holy Father to the Spirit comes from the Holy Father and the Holy Son.
然后君士坦丁堡的那牧首，他们叫牧首，我们的叫教宗，就指责罗马教宗说他。篡改圣经，啊，篡改教义。
So the patriarch in Constantinople just accused this Roman Pope saying that he tempered the doctrine.
你知道吗？父、子、圣灵，对不对？父跟子派圣灵来到世上，是一个倒三角形。
So we'll see that. So we have.Father, Son, and then Spirit. This is a like inverse triangle.
这个是罗马教宗讲的。
And this is what is meant by the Roman Pope.
然后君士坦丁堡的教宗说，父派圣子跟圣灵来到世上。
And then the Patriarch of Constantinople says.What he says is manifested in this triangle is not an inverse one. So Father sent out the Holy Son and the Holy Spirit together.
这有那么重要吗?
So is the difference so important?
结果这造成基督教历史上最大的分裂就是东西教会的分裂。
So this difference in the interpretation of the doctrine caused a split of Christianity.
坚持真理是好的。
To insist on the truth is good.
但基督徒常常因为自己的一点点亮光，一点点看见。
But sometimes a Christian may just stick to that one light, the one little piece of knowledge.
这常常因为这一点点就引发许多许多不必要的争执。
And then a lot of arguments will emanate from that.
然后自己认为自己在做一件很对的事。
And this Christian may think that he's doing a very good thing.
但结果就分裂神的身体，就分裂了教会。
But the consequence is that God's, the church, is divided.
当今的教会也遭受同样的这种攻击。
And for today's church, we face the same type of challenges.
我现在扩一段以前王英成弟兄讲的话，希望王英成弟兄如果错了以后就不要就闭口不言，不要说我做错了。
Now I'm gonna refer back to what Brother Wang Yingchen talked about earlier, and I hope that if I say it wrong, Brother Wang will just not argue with me again.
他说，异端对圣经啊是非常的了解，而且常常做善事。
And he said that some heresies actually people believing heresies, they know Bible very well, and they also do good deeds.
私下就有人问我说，了解圣经，行善事，这有什么不好的？
And then some brother or sister will come to me privately saying, "So what is bad about knowing about the Bible and doing good deeds?"
我们看看提摩太后书第三章十六到十七节。
Next, we're going to look at 2 Timothy.
然后圣经是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经是说整本圣经。
So this is talking about all scripture.
不是某一章某一节。
It's not talking about a specific chapter or a specific verse.
而且是神所默示的。
It's talking about all scripture is God-breathed.
所以我们不能把某一小段一小节圣经抽出来，然后就按着自己的背景自己的经历来释经来解经。
So we cannot just extract one piece of scripture or chapter and then use our own understanding to interpret the scripture.
用这种方法，用这一小段圣经去做事啊，然后去教导人，他不但不能够使自己完全，而且还会把整个群羊都带偏了。
So to interpret the scripture partially this way will make will lead other people astray.
这是一个很危险的事情，带偏群羊神非常的不喜悦。
So make the whole flock of sheep deviate from God's true way. This is very dangerous.
这时候你所行出来的善事只是在满足你自己，不能成全神的意。
So if you do it this way, the good things that you do really they're just used to satisfy your own desire. It cannot be used to fulfill God's righteousness.
弥迦书六章八节这样说。
In Micah 6:8.
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
存谦卑的心。
To have a humble heart.
记得周立牧师来我们这里的时候，有人问他什么是谦卑啊？
And I remember when Pastor Zhou Li came to this church, and somebody asked him, "What is being humble?"
他的回答是趴下，就趴在地上。
And his answer is lying on the ground, facing downward.
其实，在神的计划里，神的这个大块的拼图里面，我们都是拼图里面的一小块。
Actually, in the big puzzle designed by God.We are, every one of us is just one little piece of the whole puzzle.
我们要把我们这个小块放下。
And we need to be willingly put down this little piece ourselves in this puzzle.
我们要按着神的心意，按着神给我们安排的那个位置，还有那个方向，我们要很正确的放上去，我们要舍己，要放在神要我们换的位置上面。
And we should give up our own will, and we should put ourselves in the right position arranged by God.
如果我们按自己的意思，我要换上面，我要换底下，我们摆来摆去。我们如果这样子按着自己的意思去摆，这张拼图我永远不能完成。
So if we just put this little piece here and there according to our own way,then the whole puzzle probably can never be finished.
神把耶稣基督带到世上来。
When God brought Jesus to this world,
他在这世上他说，我所行的事都是父神要我行的事。
And Jesus said, the things that he did in this world were all the things instructed by God.
而且在当他这样行，在十字架上的时候，他还说，神啊，神啊，为什么离弃我？
And when Jesus was on the cross, he asked God, why have you forsaken me?
这个我们 上次已经讲过。
Last time we talked about this.
耶稣基督都能够受过这个苦难，我们有什么可以放不下的呢？
So Jesus suffered all this for us, and what can we not give up?
神在那个时候不说话，让耶稣基督可以说成了。
And God was silent at the moment and did not really answer what he asked. And so Jesus said, it's finished.
所以基督耶稣可以在成了以后就把他的灵魂交在父神的乐园里。
And after he said it's finished, he committed his spirit in God's hands, in God's paradise.
所以我们今天也应该问问神，我应该舍弃什么？我应该做什么？
So today we should also ask God, what shall I give up?
到那天我们见主面的时候，我们也可以说成了。
And then one day when we see God, we can tell him that we have finished what you told us to do.
我们可以把我们的灵魂交在父神的手中。
And we can say, in your hands we commit our spirit.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们算什么，你却拣选了我们。
We are so unworthy, yet you chose us.
你不但拣选了我们，你还把耶稣，把你的道，通通的交给在我们的手里。
You not only chose us, but also gave us Jesus, gave us your words.
神啊，让我们愿意放下，我们愿意有一个谦卑的心，我们愿意与你同行。
Lord, please help us so we can give up a lot of things and we can be humble and we're willing to walk with you.
当我们向你交账的时候，我们交的账是成了。
And when we face you one day, we can say that it's finished.
感谢祈求奉主耶稣之名而求，阿们。
In Jesus' name we pray and give praise.